times, the people lit the flame. In modern times, they lay back limp and lame. The lights and sounds filling up the cage. These occupants are overfull with rage. Caves left writings on the wall. Digital state leaves nothing there at all.
on the Town with Mikey D, WMFO. We're rolling through the songs of the week, so here's what I have to tell you about it. There was a tie for five, so I always like to give credit where credit is due and let you know that Pregame Rituals, Devil's Son, and the Von Trapps, Tunica Molesta, came in at five together, so I went with it. Somerset Phoenix at four. Blind Spot there doing Upside Down at three. We will put a pin in the songs of the week and talk to my new friends in Bedtime Magic. So I gotta ask you a lot of questions. We started the questioning, but I haven't asked you this yet. You clearly are aware of the show called Bedtime Magic. No?
Yes.
What?
Are you a big fan of it?
Yeah.
I mean, you would be
Who
listening to it right now if you weren't here, right?
Well, David Alan Boucher is no longer on the air.
What?
No, that can't possibly be true.
Is he? The last couple times I tuned in, he was somebody else.
He has a lot of people fill in for him, but he was on last time I listened.
He hides. He's a man in hiding. He is a person that they actually don't let go out in public.
She's telling the truth.
I'm telling you that. I'm not kidding. This isn't a joke.
Yeah. I've tried to find pictures of him.
No. Mm-mm. There are none.
He's aware of us. Somebody that I'm friends with wrote to him and was like, hey, you know, there's a band called Bedtime Magic. And he said, well, I don't own the rights to it. That's like CBS or something. So.
Really?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
This is going to be trouble.
It's been going on for, I don't know how long that show's been on the air.
Great show.
30 years?
I legitimately like that show quite a bit. And I like the music that they play.
He's definitely still on. I mean, I think that he'll be on until he dies.
Oh, yeah.
He's been on the radio for maybe longer than all of us have been alive. Yeah.
He'll do a hologram voice when he's dead.
Yeah. You should just put like pictures of him around when you set up to play, and it's like, and just say that your band is a tribute to David Alan Boucher. Just imagine. I mean, I know that your band is kind of a tribute to dogs, which is also why I love you.
This is true.
Which we can talk about that. But the David Alan Boucher tie-in would really, you know, put you over the top.
He's an inspiration.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely an association that we enjoy, although it's not the reason that we have the band name, but it's something that we're very happy to entertain when people bring it up.
So. Wait, it's not the reason that we have the band name?
Oh, maybe it is.
So, Bedtime Magic, you are known for your bombastic live shows, which listeners tonight heard that in the studio. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for hoofing it up three flights of stairs, too, by the way.
You're very welcome.
I always have to put that in the introductory message, and I have to say there are stairs, because I think throughout the course of the time on WMFO, there are some bands that we're not aware of that.
We don't even really like playing music. We just kind of like carrying heavy things up and down.
Well, I did say bring your lightest gear. How did that go over? Not well.
We kind of got what we got. That's it.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I want to ask you a couple of questions, which we sort of started talking about. What is your relationship with dogs? How many do you have, and why are they not here?
I have one dog. Mushroom.
Is that his name?
Her name, yeah.
What do you call her, Mush?
No, we call her Mushroom.
Okay.
We call her Mushroom. She's round and brown, low to the ground.
She's got a longer name. You just don't utilize the longer name.
Initially, she was Portobello Mushroom.
Oh.
But I think I haven't called her Portobello since, like,
no.
Is that on, like, her... Yeah. Well, not like you would have a birth certificate for your dog. But if you did have a birth certificate, would that be on it?
Like, when we go to the vet knows her as Mushroom. So I think Mushroom is... You know, my wife might be mad at me because I like shortening her official name, but I think her name is Mushroom. That's what I call her.
I will be asking for pictures before this is over.
I have some. I have some.
So you have... I mean, dogs are sort of your theme. You have a bulldog on the cover of the record, which is near and dear to my heart. I don't know if we're friends on Facebook, but if you go at any point to any of my sites on my Instagram or anything like that, you will see my collection, my cavalcade of canines. You also perform in very interesting costumes. Attire. Please talk to us about that. When someone goes to a Bedtime Magic show, what will they see?
Well, they'll see maybe more than they want to see.
So, Nicholas, when we started playing, Nicholas was saying how he doesn't like to wear long pants. Mm-hmm. When he plays on stage, okay. And I hate it when bands play shorts. Wear shorts.
Okay.
Like, I think, I don't know.
You think it's disrespectful to The Rock if they have shorts on?
I don't know. It's just like one of those pet peeves. Like, I just don't. So I decided if we were going to wear shorts that, you know, we needed like a true ensemble.
Mm. Mm-hmm. An ensemble. That's better than I came up with.
Yeah. So I found them and I purchased them and I discussed. We wear wrestling singlets that are of the entire thing is the face of a
very, Frank the Pug.
Yeah, Frank the Pug, a very very beautiful pug dog. And I bought them and then suggested to Nicholas that we should wear them, and he was like, "This is a bad idea. I don't want to do it. No, no, no." And then we wore them and. And people love it. Yeah.
See, this is like
say when I got them, they arrived in the mail, and I opened the package, and I was standing in my front hallway, and so I put at least mine.
Yeah, yours.
I didn't wear Nicholas's, or maybe I did, but I put mine on anyway. And my wife came home from work.
And you had it on when she arrived.
Yes, and I was standing at the front door, and it is very skin tone.
And super so, skin like, tone.
Like she opened the door, and initially
it's fawn. Yes, a fawn pug.
Yes, it's of my skin tone, I guess. So she opens the door and just sort of looks at me, and then closes the door, like steps back
like,
out of the
like, am I in the wrong house? Closes the door.
Right. She steps back outside and closes the door, and then opens the door again and steps back in, and it's just sort of like half looking at me and half looking at the ground, and it says, "I don't really know where I should put my eyes right
now." Yeah, that was a bold move, man.
Because yeah. I think initially she thought that I was nude, mm-hmm. and then she realized that I was wearing this beautiful pug suit. But which she was not expecting it.
See, the beauty of this is if this was like a Paul Thomas Anderson movie or whatever, you'd get that view from Morgan's perspective. And then from my perspective, I was just like, yeah, I don't like to have these long pants on when I play. They really stifle my legs. And he said, oh, have you ever considered a wrestling singlet? And I was like, no. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, here you go. So from my perspective, I was like, I guess I'm wearing a pug singlet now. But we actually like it because it's when you play music like this, people tend to take it way too seriously. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They get very, you know, there's this machismo to the whole thing, and we're like, nah. So when we do that, I think it calms people down. It gives them sort of a, you know, lets their hair down, and they can enjoy us and listen to what we're doing and not worry about posturing. So
I think it's unforgettable. I mean, clearly they may not remember your name, Bedtime Magic. They're clearly going to remember if they have seen you before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see you again.
Mm.
Yes.
It's every show, all the time, around the clock. Do you have backups?
No, we should really do that. He lost his in Vermont once.
Ooh.
And
yeah.
Took forever to get
one.
A new one.
I had to order a new one.
Oh. Yeah. Where do you get them?
Don't tell them. Keep it to yourself.
On the internet.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that specific enough?
Good answer.
We don't want people walking around with them, and then
I'm not going to get one. Just so you know,
right.
Mm-hmm. I am not going to get one.
There is like a very nice kitty one that is.
Oh, is there?
A lot of people are.
I don't like
there.
Cats.
Really?
Well, you're allergic to cats.
Yes. Yeah.
How long have you been playing as Bedtime Magic?
It's like 6 years.
6 years, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we started, it's funny, I actually know Morgan from, I worked at the 1369 Coffee House for over a decade.
In Cambridge?
Yeah.
Nice.
And he used to come in and he would literally high-five the entire staff. We'd have people come out of the back, come up from the basement. And I just knew him as the high-five guy. I didn't even know his name was Morgan. And then I put an ad up because I had just bought a bass and wanted to do something with it. And I was like, does anybody want to write some music? And he responded. And I was like, you're the high-five guy. Let's do this. Let's start a band.
And that's how you were known up until he realized you had a name.
I do.
Your high five guy. Two people. You're a duo. Why have you had problems in the past with other band members, or are you just keeping it real as a duo?
It makes things easier in a lot of respects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like scheduling, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yes, writing, I do. Writing songs. It's really, you know, like, we don't have to like wait our turn to think of our new ideas and mm-hmm. things like that. It's sort of
there's always, no overlap,
right? It's sort of always our turn.
And it's also, we have a lot of experience. When he was younger, he was in a band called Coleman, which was guitar.
They played
a bunch.
It was like the mid-90s.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, and I was in a band called The Taste of Silver, which was the same arrangement, guitar, drums, and vocals. Mm-hmm. And so we both had practice filling in the space with our instrument for something that was normally there. So I think this came pretty natural for the both of us.
Yeah. When you write songs, are you thinking about...
If you say dogs,
dogs?
Right. Yeah.
Or, okay. All right. Because you do mention dogs a lot.
Hot dogs.
And it's just, it's curious. It's curious to me how you incorporate it in there. All right, so what's next? So the Gacy DC thing fell through. What happened?
You guys were
supposed to play last Friday.
Yeah.
With Gacy DC, and they bailed out. Do you know what happened?
I think they canceled the whole tour.
That's what I was told by the promoter.
What?
So whether that's fact or fiction, I don't know. But it's we were told that, you know, because at first I was like, what do we do? And then he's like, oh, no. The tour, I think, is canceled. They're pulling dates that weren't working out. And I'm like, okay.
Bummer.
Yeah, bummer for us. But, you know, it's good. We got stuff lined up. We're doing some pre-production for EP, LP. We're still trying to figure it out that we're working on for next year. We wrote a bunch of songs and they're a little more complicated, so we wanted to try them out, demo them out before we do.
Who do you guys, who are some of your favorite other bands locally? You must have some pals that you like to play with or you like to go out and see that you want to throw a little high five guy to? You don't like any other bands? Just you. It's just you and no one. Just us.
Yeah. Alone in the world.
I mean, when we have each other, we don't really need anybody else to do it.
Yeah. Easter Bloodhounds, definitely.
Yeah.
Those guys are just fun dudes. They're all insane, but their music's great. And
yeah. So we've done a couple of split records. We did a split record with Easter Bloodhounds. Yeah. And we did a split cassette with Knockover City.
Oh, yeah. I like those guys.
Yeah.
Cassette, huh?
Yeah.
I don't even have a CD player anymore. I'm going to dig out a cassette
player.
Right. I think
how about 8-tracks? Do you have any 8-tracks coming up through the pipeline?
We have 3 8-tracks coming out. It's a box set.
Nice.
It's hip with the kids. I don't know. They like that stuff.
Well, yeah, it's CDs. That, you know, you have a CD over there, and you said, oh, the CD's not working. That's the thing about CDs. They always stop working at some point.
I pretty much discontinued collecting CDs as a music, as a show host for a while back. Storage is problematic.
Yeah.
And so when I came back to host this show on the 10 with Mikey D, I have to have control over everything.
Sure.
Like even using the laptop right now to go through songs drives me mental because I can't push the buttons at the right time.
Yeah.
Songs start, play over another song. I'm like, this is driving me bonkers. So I prep a bunch of stuff. You know, I get a ton of new music every week. I prep a bunch of stuff. I put it on. I make 2 identical CDs. Now you're learning all my magic here. I make 2 identical CDs.
Morgan, write this down.
One of them didn't work. So I'm like playing off one CD. So, you know, it's always just like I'm just like juggling chainsaws every week.
That's part of the course with CDs,
though. Yeah, it's just the way it is. But I said all that to say I haven't purchased blank CDs in years.
I did it today.
They have them at Rite Aid, just if you want to know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I did it today. I went to Micro Center and I bought CDRs and it felt like I was buying like a pornographic magazine. I was like looking over my shoulder. I'm like, hey man, what's
up? Is someone going to see me buying this?
Yeah, I grabbed something else at the counter, like a USB drive, just to kind of pad the situation. I'm like, yeah, I'll take this too. I don't know.
You don't have to be ashamed of yourself.
I feel weird, man.
Like your mom sent you to the store to buy tampons. Like, these aren't for me.
Yeah.
These are not mine.
Yeah, I would never buy CDRs.
These are not for
my
me.
Yeah.
These are for somebody else.
Mm.
What's next? What gigs are coming up for Bedtime Magic?
We're playing in January?
Yeah.
At the Ukrainian American Hall in Manchester.
What?
I know. Yeah. Who'd have thunk it? They've been doing a bunch of shows and we're playing with this band Grizzlor.
Yeah.
They're fun, they're noisy, they're loud. We played with them at the Middle East like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Something like that.
So, you know, we're gonna spend time with them again. And, you know, we're just booking throughout the year. We're going to get out to New York at some point. We haven't been out there as a band, which is bizarre.
This is when it's easier. This is when a duo is easier.
Right.
When you want to hop in the van and you want to scoot out to New York or scoot down to Connecticut or something.
Yeah. The driving's tough, though, because then if I'm going to sleep, then he's driving by himself and vice versa.
Oh, see, that's when you want a third member. Yeah. That's when it becomes easier. You want to split the bill, the rehearsal space, right?
Will you join our band?
Right, okay. I'm not wearing a pug thing, though.
No, it's not going to work.
That's not going to happen.
Are you a good driver?
I'm a very good driver.
Have one of the dogs drive.
I'm an excellent driver.
She's an excellent driver.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants
that. That was a Rain Man quote,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was. All right. I'm going to jump back into Songs of the Week. On deck is Exit 18, a phenomenal band out of Beverly, Massachusetts. This is their song, Brace for Impact. It's on the 10 with Mikey D, WMFO.
Oh,
thoughts and emissions. Songs of the week. Let's run them down. War on Alexandria. Sleep Deprived. Back to number one. They had a moment at four, and they've risen back to the top. Exit 18, Brace for Impact at two. Blind Spot, Upside Down at three. Somerset Phoenix at four. And a tie for five, Von Trapp's Tunica Molesta. And Pregame Rituals, Devil's Son. All right, everything that you hear will be up at bostonemissions.com. Not tomorrow, probably Friday. So you know where to go. Share it. Had fun with it. Let's do something brand new. This is from The Winter Project. They call it Long Gone. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO.
Drag that heart to the middle. blame that on me. You can hang that on me. Yeah, you got places to be. Drag that heart to the middle of nowhere. And if it don't like what you see, you can hang that on me.
It's only begun, gone. Not all the good will die young.
You and I live laughing by the river, is checking you out while you were jumping in. Racing one another till everybody wins and the time will.
On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO, Medford. Thank you, Bedtime Magic, for coming and hanging out on the program.
Thank you.
What would you normally be doing on a Wednesday night?
Sleeping.
Band practice.
At this time?
No, you, is this your practice night?
Yeah.
You're lying. It isn't.
No, it is.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so it all worked out
perfectly.
Out.
Yeah, so I had a sitter lined up and everything.
So you got a whole thing in. Mm-hmm. And next show is Manchester, you said. January?
True. Yes.
January.
And then what?
More shows.
Really nothing in the books to speak of. Do you steer clear of like the deep, dark winter months of New England for rock shows? Or you just go for it?
We should. We broke the door off my van last winter. Yeah, it was so cold.
How?
So Honda Odysseys have nylon wheels on their doors. So when you open the doors, they slide on these nylon wheels. And it was so cold.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they shattered. And we were like just trying to get home. And we're like, great, now we got to do surgery on my van.
Ouch.
But we don't avoid it. Actually, it's kind of funny. I've been trying to book February and March. And all the booking agents are like, you got to get closer to the date. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I can imagine that... that even venues around this part of the world probably don't even know what they're doing from one minute to the next.
Yeah, things get close. You know, we booked once years ago. We booked once, and then we were so excited we got up to the date, and they're like, that was when they did the big close down.
Oh,
so they
could that was last year.
They closed out like the day before the gig we had, and we're like, no.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, everything's fly by night. So.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate all the dog imagery that you use.
We'll keep it coming.
Now I know the inside scoop.
We'll send you a shirt.
Thank you to Joel. Thank you to the On the Town with Mikey D crew. Thank you to the Whistle Stop Rock folks, the crew who came out and talked all about that. That is very exciting. They're kicking off their Whistle Stop tour in January in Providence. So may the weather gods be good to them. I need to make way for the next program. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford. I am not entirely sure what the name of their show is, but I guarantee you it will be incredible. All right, any closing words, bedtime magic? You want to say you love David Alan Boucher?
Love him.
We do love David Alan Boucher. He's got a wonderful voice.
Mm-hmm. If at first you don't succeed, you're probably doing something wrong.
All right, thanks for coming. Everything will be up at bostonemissions.com probably Friday. I'll have a bit of editing to do, considering how this show went with me playing songs over songs. Had Such nothing to do with any of my guests. It has everything to do with me and my bum CD player. Okay. All right, there's another show to come.
Prince Boone, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.